This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yeah, you are. And we've got guests in, haven't we?
We do.
They literally only arrived from France last night.
Oh.
So they must be exhausted. But please welcome Alary and Etoine. Did he do well with that?
Yeah, like,
well, get in there. Why don't you do it? You'll know your own name a lot better than I will.
Alary. But that's my French voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you do any others?
Alary.
I mean,
English and French. And German.
Yes. Ein bisschen Deutsch.
Ein bisschen, yeah.
Yeah. But these gentlemen have a show on with the Melbourne Festival that opens, almost any minute now, tomorrow night. Unbelievable. So they fly you in, you do an interview, and then you're on the next night. God, that's not right, is it?
You need a holiday.
You need to come in, lie in the sun and do nothing for a week. But you expect you're way too busy. Now, the show is called Germinal. And I loved reading this. It's basically, if you had to make everything that ever existed, everything ever existed in the world in 1 hour, how would you do it? Nature took a few billion years to get it right, and the Bible, so they say, had a 6-day job to do it. But you guys managed to do it in an hour. I would imagine then, with bearing that in mind, it is obviously quite a frenetic show, is it?
Well, we had to get rid of, some things.
Yes, not everything could be built.
No. At one point we considered building mountains and seas and cities, and then we reduced it because it was going to be too long.
In what way? I mean, because we can recreate it for everybody so they know what the sword are going to get. What do we see you do then on stage? In what way do you build?
How do you build?
First of all, it's an alternate universe. It's not ours. It's another one, which rules are pretty simple. Think about a universe that relies on a space that is only 10 by 10 meters with only 4 inhabitants, whose timeline is about an hour and a half tops. So in respecting those rules, the people living in it will not have any urge to, for instance, reproduce, eat, drink, whatever.
Die.
Are they all alone or are they together in the space? Are they making their own spaces that come together?
It's not a big spoiler to tell the audience that they will only see an empty stage when they arrive, but things unfold, things happen. We use the magic of theater to make things evolve on stage so that it's lively.
But they are actually, together. And the togetherness of the thing is one of...
Are we miming? Are we vocalizing? Are we dancing?
Do we dump some dirt or sand in the middle of the stage?
Do we build things? Is there Lego?
Did you see it? Because it's pretty much...
all of the above.
It would be spoilers to tell more. But we end up with mostly building a nice show because those 4 people discover in an hour and a half that they are performers, that they are performing in front of an audience. That's so what it's about.
Is it different every single night? Is it a different energy?
We do destroy part of the set every night, but it's reasonable.
Okay, so when you came up with this idea and the group of you all decided to do it, where did you start? When the Earth began, it was with a big bang. Where did you guys begin?
Well, we didn't come up with an idea. Like one day, it was built. It was quite a long process involving a lot of discussions among us both. It was a long process, and we tried different versions. Things. So yeah,
what are some of the things that failed?
Well, we had so many failures,
we have enough stuff to do a whole series, like 4 seasons of the shit. I guess the things we abandoned were the most not reasonable things.
Yeah.
Like we wanted to do agriculture was the one thing that I was most interested in, and we ended up dropping it, with which was a good thing, I think. Mm. We wanted to grow fruits on stage.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, travelling around the world with that would be a little hard, probably.
Yeah, it could have been done. Just give us a few hundred thousand euros.
Yeah. Trade, did they not give you that, the Melbourne Festival?
It's not,
we can get them on the line
that way.
If you want.
It doesn't work that way. I'm sure you
we
do know it.
We could have a fundraiser
we
for vegetables.
We never used that kind of Kickstarter, whatever, to raise money, because we have this fantastic public theatre system in France that allows people to produce work relying on a network of producers, venues. Oh. It's different, and it worked out pretty well for us. We're quite proud of it.
So what is it that you, I mean, I know we don't want to give anything away, but do you want to people to kind of reflect on the world that you guys create and then look at the world that they have around them?
Or yeah. do you just want their money?
A bit of clapping. And
no.
We're here for the entertainment.
Yeah. No, it's all for the art.
Obviously, we both have a very... We like it when it engages the audience in a process that makes them feel something about the play. We don't play for ourselves. We have always played for an audience. But, of course, it does engage them in a reflection on how our world is built, but based on an example that is quite odd. The society that is built in Germinal is certainly not what we would intend to see among ourselves. I mean, it's not a serious proposal for a different society. It's this weird alternate world.
Yeah.
And you're doing it in an hour or so as well. So, you know, you would imagine it's what you create in an hour. It's not what we all have to live in, is it?
That's it, yeah.
Or maybe you trap the audience, are stuck there until the next one comes.
Glued in.
They're glued in. They've just got to live in the world for a while.
It is.
Would be interesting to live in that world for longer.
Living in that world for 5 years as performers, because we also perform in it. And it's a nice world.
And it's all performed in French, but with English subtitles.
We have a few tips and a few tricks that make it so that it's an alternate version. When we play abroad, we add some things here and there with the local language.
Do you dumb it down?
It's...
Are you dumbing it down? Because we can't speak your language.
The expression we use subtitles.
Yeah.
But here and then we use some of the local language here, English.
Do you need us to help you with the local language?
please do. Are you available tomorrow morning? Starting 9.
I don't mind. I've done 9 before. I've been up at 9, you know.
Once in a while.
When I was very young. Now I can do 9. There's my German.
Well, there you go.
It is all happening tomorrow night, isn't it, Dean?
Yes, it's from this Thursday to Sunday night. It ends Sunday the 22nd of October at 7:30.
Have you been to the venue yet?
I have been in the venue to check that
everything.
Isn't
it lovely? The Malt House.
It's
lovely.
Beautiful space.
It's a great... Plus, you get to see Cadaratia's exhibition just next to the venue in Akka. I don't know if you pronounce it this way here.
We do.
So you get a double bill, and you can see a great exhibition and a great show.
Well, and you'll won't know this till after the performance, but they've got a really great bar there as well. So you can go and have a nice glass of wine.
Yes. And you know what I love about this as well?
Seven beer, or if you like.
$7.50 for a glass of Sauvignon. So
it's quite
good bargain.
There you go. It's very reasonable. No one's ever given the price of a glass.
Is it legal to
drink?
No,
yes.
To tell prices.
It for years.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And
you know what I love about this as well? You've got your normal ticket prices, but there's also an under 30s ticket price. $30 for anyone who's under 30. So I think that's really
great. There we go. That's us in there right now.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I'm 21, so maybe
not
I can get it for
have
21.
Have your rude laughter. but you can get tickets at festival.melbourne, or you can go to Malt House. Lovely to meet you. Welcome to Melbourne, to Australia. Had you been
it's
before?
Lovely weather.
No.
Have you?
No.
Not even.
How are you finding the heat?
It is like this every day in Melbourne. It is always this sunny.
They don't believe you.
No. We will believe you.
Yeah.
We have not read anything on the internet about your weather.
About this country.
Welcome to Melbourne.
Good on you, gents, and thank you very much for joining us. Germinal, it opens tomorrow night. It is all part of the Melbourne Festival, and you should go to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.